okay, we gotta get this. We gotta get this roll. It's been a week. You know, it's always every week I look back and it's been a week. Isn't that funny how that works out? One of the things that came across my desk this week, I've got a friend that I reconnected with, haven't talked to in a long time. And I think, did I do Enneagrams last week? Did I talk about Enneagrams? That I'm obviously a 9-8 or a 9. I don't care if people call them 9W8s or 9W8s, George. If you want to be able to talk about stuff, you're not going to say 9W. You're not going to insert all these extra syllables. They're not going to think I'm a 9-tail-8 because there's no such thing as a tail. It's always a wing. So just drop the W altogether and just say 9-8. I mean, they know what letter would go. Okay. All right. That's a good point. Thank you. For the people in Reed Rapids who need to hear it said what everybody else already knows, it's properly 9W8, but people shorten it somehow by saying 9W8 because they think that's shorter. And I'm just catching the spirit of things and just calling it 9-8, but I mean 9W8 or shorter 9W8. Okay. All right. Okay. So I got that out of the way. I think I talked about the Enneagrams. It's Enneagram. I talked about that previously. This past week, I reconnected with a friend. Haven't seen in a long time. And this lady uses homeopathic medicine with a focus on expensive gems. So like her frequency water, you know, the magic frequency water, like the water has this magical, mystical frequency to it. That's like, okay. Well, she gets her frequencies from rocks. Very, very expensive rocks. I'll let you guess what her day job is. Who would have lots and lots of very expensive rocks? I'll let that be a mystery to those who can't figure it out. So she apparently over the last 3 years since we last touched base, she got cancer, a 7-centimeter tumor. People said, the doctor said, we can remove it, no problem, but odds of survival are unlikely. This is a terrible thing. And so she did soul searching. She's Christian. She asked God, I'm doing all this good work. Why are you doing this to me? What is it? I need instructions, you know. God told her that she was trying to help people too much. That he loves those people and he doesn't need her help. He wants to help the people, so she doesn't need to worry about it. She'll get to help the people, but she doesn't have to worry about it. You know, well, it's funny because I think that she might be a 9-8 or a 9W8, if you want to say it shorter. That was just incredibly therapeutic for me hearing her say that. Yeah. All these people I want to help. That cured my cancer. Figuring out. No, the cancer went away. The tumor disappeared. She showed me pictures of her being super skinny. She would walk around. Only like 3 people knew that she had cancer. She wouldn't tell anybody. She gave up on Western treatment. She didn't do any surgery, no Western medicine at all. Total natural alternative medicine. What was it? It was a whole bunch of things. Yoga classes, ketone diet. She went to a desert in China and ran an Ironman triathlon. No. In Taiwan, she ran an Ironman triathlon and got 4th place. And she got through the cancer. She asked God, why did you do this to me? It was not a protest. It was a genuine question. You showed me this homeopathic medicine. I'm doing it. And now it looks like you're trying to kill me. Am I missing something here? I can't help people if I'm dead. And he's like, you can't heal people if you haven't gone through the healing yourself. She's like, oh, that's great then. You know, so like that's her attitude. So, I mean, he actually talked to her. God talked to her. She got like a clear prophetic word. You got to do it so you can help others because you've been there and I love them more than you do. So you're all in my hands. It's all right. So she accepted that and she kept staying healthy. She said that she had to raise her arms above her head. And that's hard when you're dying of cancer. What apparently she tells me, a lot of people can't raise their arms above their head. I insisted on going. And she said, people come to me, they say, your cancer disappeared without any medicine. What'd you do? She said, well, one, I did a lot of things. One thing you got to do is raise your arms above your head. So let's go. I can't do it. And they give up. And then soon they die. She's like, okay, now. It's like, all right, there we go. So, I mean, one of the things she kept stressing is comprehensive solutions. And she told me about this, what is it, bulletproof coffee? I think that what they do is they take butter, a blend of, I think that it's dairy, it's cow butter, and it's like goat butter. It's both. It's a blend of the two butters. And mixes that into the coffee and then put it in the blender with flaxseed. And of course, I think there's milk in there also. It's heavy milk. This is not a water drip, American drip coffee, which is unhealthy and makes me sick. So, I drank some with her today. And this is utterly amazing. So, anyhow. But it's ketone. She went ketone diet in a lot of ways. Cut back on the white carbohydrates, even a lot of fruit. So it was a lot of things that she did. It's very comprehensive. I don't even know what all she did, but it was a comprehensive thing. Well, no, I mean, sorting yourself out was a big part of it. But the thing is, she said, most people are just waiting to die. And she said, I wouldn't give up. There was nothing I would stop at. I would never stop. That was just a very fascinating story that happened this week. I know that probably should go on the Taiwan special, but that's just what happened this week. So I guess I don't need to get into all the gory detail. But that's a thing, though. You know, we cause our own problems. And it's not that you can never stop causing problems. Write this down. And just look at me clearly and write. I know it's a podcast, but look at me anyway. We're never going to stop causing problems. Repeat after me. You will never stop causing problems. I will never stop causing myself problems. But I am the one who causes them. It's like this. You're driving down the road. So the car's going to be bumpy. Okay, the bumps are never going to stop. They might get bigger and smaller depending on roads, good, bad, how you're driving, etc. But where you're driving the car, the fact that you're driving the car, those bumps were caused largely in part by you driving. Now, some factor is road maintenance, but you're driving on the road. You might need to, but the bumps are happening because you're driving and you've got your hands on the steering wheel. You don't control the road, but you control the car. We make the problems in our own lives and we will always have problems. If you park the car, and you leave it parked for years and years, it'll rust. So whatever our problems and situations are, we cause them. We'll never stop, but we've got the steering wheel in our hands. We hold the wheel. And once we get, it's difficult to, okay, how do I stop problems? You don't, but you've got the steering wheel. Your hands are on the wheel and the gas, etc. There's a difference that we can make. And so we got to figure out how it works. Do you want to give up? Or you want to keep working to figure it out with whatever time you have? See you tomorrow. There's our flyover head.